Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine. With Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Well, while church is looking a little bit different at the moment, there are amazing organisations out there who are doing great things to help people meeting at home. And people who have been getting people to meet at home and, you know, with great resources is Open Doors. And Mike Gore, the CEO, joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Really
thank
well,
you.
Thank you. It's certainly a very unusual place that we find ourselves as not just Australia, but the entire world, you know, is pretty well going into lockdown. But you guys have got some wonderful resources for people that have suddenly found themselves stuck in their home, but still wanting to attend church.
Yeah, Rob, I think, you know, one of the reasons there, I want to really just be clear up front, is that what we see is that I reckon the resources are really created to help pastors, right? They're not to be a sort of parachurch or to start something separate. The reality is, I believe that looking over the next 12 months, if I put myself in the shoes of a pastor, one of the hardest things is going to just be keeping the church community together and doing pastoral services. And so what we're trying to do is take the worry out of creating content on a weekly basis, giving them something they can hopefully rely on that isn't too... We're not making it all about the persecuted church every week. We're trying to learn from them and place them as mentors. But we're also not trying to undermine or undercut church leadership. I really want to be complimentative and help all of us actually get through this next season.
It's so good. And I think what you say there is quite true. I mean, we can learn because obviously...
They've been doing it forever.
That's right. People in persecuted countries that are really heavy with persecution, they've been meeting in homes. We can learn a lot of different things from them.
Yeah, what's funny is that, you know, we often say, well, the persecuted nation, they meet in homes. The reality is it's the normal ebb and flow, the normal mechanics and rhythm of church in those nations. It's not as if they go, because we're persecuted, we have to do this. They're not even used to centralized fellowship gatherings.
Yeah.
In fact, the advent of the internet has been one of the challenges we're faced as a ministry, because for them, they're sort of Googled things and going, hang on, church doesn't look like it looks for us. And so this is actually us just trying to say, man, this is normal for them. To try and capture their normal and put it into what's appearing abnormal.
Yeah, that's right. And because I guess that's what you say is true from a pastor's perspective, it's that in some respects a bit of fear would be involved, because having everyone come together on a Sunday into a building, actually, you know that they're all there for starters, you know what I mean? Like if they're all in homes, do you know, are they actually engaged? Are they connected? Are they, drifting away? Like there would be a lot of uncertainty around that, wouldn't there, from the pastor's and leader's perspective?
Yeah, well, look, week two of our resources this week, I'm going to talk about something called the Great Divergence. It's funny how, as we sort of get forced into homes, so many established Christians that I've been talking to begin to question, I guess, the existence of God, or where is God, or how could this be happening? And then what's funny on the flip side of that is people who don't even know God are questioning, well, where is God? How do we find God?
And so the great
divergence kind of begins, where established Christians become cold and non-Christians actually become hot and seekers.
Mm.
And so what we want to do is figure out how to keep that divergence from happening. So how can we help pastors realize that, hey, assuming best intentions, your church wants to meet, but I'll tell you what, if we're not careful, it'll all become about streaming and online service, and our whole week's activities goes from the Sunday to the Sunday to the Sunday, and you wake up in 6 months' time thinking, why is my congregation not coming back?
Mm.
Man, they needed a pastor. They needed someone to just be there and handhold them in their moment of uncertainty, and it's more than just a Sunday gathering, and I think that's what the persecuted church can teach us. They meet 5 nights a week in these houses, right? Now, we're trying to do it 1 day a week, but what can we be doing in the other five or 6 days a week that allow us to create community and trust in God?
Yeah,
that is awesome.
That's a really good point.
That's,
I think,
so
that's something that, you know, obviously we haven't needed to really think about this in the past, but I think thinking about it actually is going to be beneficial, not just for this season, but as we go back to some sort of, you know, whatever normality is. Actually having this sort of thing in place may well be a big benefit to congregations anyway. So, great resources. How can people get their hands on this, Mike?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to opendoors.org.au. It's at the top of the page there, and they can just register for the House Church by Open Doors Resources. We often say, you know, the message of Jesus, it never evolves, but the method of delivery must. And that's the season we're in at the moment, is that we're saying, look, the message of Christ to our communities, to the world around us, it doesn't change. But what we're finding is we're needing to innovate. We're needing to change that method of delivery. It's being forced into the homes and therefore into neighbourhoods. And so it's a great opportunity, and people can jump online to opendoors.org.au and register today. There's more than, Becky and Robert, there's more than 1,100 people who have registered in the last sort of 72 hours. So
amazing.
There's a lot of people part of this, and we're hoping to grow it as big as we possibly can.
That's awesome.
That's
so good to hear. Well, good on you for what you're doing.
Yeah, we love your
work. Wonderful to know that we can learn from our Christian brothers and sisters in persecuted nations. Yeah, we often pray for them. But now we can learn from them as well. So thanks for your time, Mike, and God bless you for putting this together. I mean, this is a very vital resource, but you and your team have obviously gone to the trouble of putting it together for others. So thanks for that, and we encourage people to jump online to see it all there, opendoors.org.au.
No worries, guys. We're right back at you. You know, the ministry you're involved in, I don't ever want you to underestimate the power of it over the coming season, I think. Your presence on radio is giving people hope and giving certainty and uncertainty. And so we're in it together. And you know what? We've got this and he's got us.
Mm. Yeah, amen.
So good.
Before you go, thanks for listening. There's lots more great audio on demand. Or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation, large or small, will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world. Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.